listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Station. I am David Crockett, the one and only. I'm just playing around, but let me tell you what is the one and only is the energy that we have in the studio today. We are pumping with positive vibrations. The one, the only, Skya Indigo. How are you doing today, my brother?
Doing wonderful.
Oh,
friend.
To start off, I need to say how much of a blessing it is to have the people in the studio that we do today. How you doing, my brother Remy?
I'm doing fantastic. Glad to be here.
Oh, man, I am so glad to have you guys here. Well, as all of you know, the infamous Skya Indigo, once again, we have brought him in our studio, broadcasting from space.
I had to repair my spaceship, so.
Well, actually, I remember that. I got a transmission from you. It was like, oh, Dave, can you help me, dude? I'm in Sector BC of the Quadrant Galaxy Alpha Beta 4. I was like, sure, dude, I'll be there. Literally, 2 light years later, bam, there. But in a second, there. Fixed the spaceship. All you needed was a little plasma control. It's fine. Under control. We're back in action. He got actually all the way. He flew from Sirius B all the way back to our spaceship, which is now in the rotational gravitational pull of planet Earth. And we are so happy to be back in our spaceship once again. Remy, thank you so much for coming in our spaceship. How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. Ah, thank you so much.
That is so good to hear. Now, as you guys know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What we mean by that is there is an infinite amount of ways that you could perceive one situation. Well, what we like to do is come together as a collective, put our thoughts, our ideas into the microphone, and you hear it. But the thing about our thoughts and ideas is they have a positive intention behind them, meaning that because you can look at any situation any way that you choose, that be negative or positive, what we do is we break it down and analyze a certain aspect of the human experience, but we completely take away all the negativity. We're like, no, the reason why this is not negative is because so on and so forth. And the reason why it may seem negative, but in actuality it is such a blessing and such a positive thing, is so and so forth. That is why today we are going to be talking about success. And what I mean by success is not how to be successful. We've actually had a show that revolved around the idea of success. But what today's show is based upon is not success itself, but what society perceives success to be. Everywhere from what the collective society, what the collective believes success to be. For example, what the collective believes success to be. Along with that, what the individual believes success to be inside of the collective, meaning, you know, if the individual says, well, I'm not successful because everybody outside of me says that I'm not successful, we're going to be talking about how, in actuality, it should be flipped. It is not the outside, but the inside. We are going to start with that. Such a blessing to have you guys in the studio today. Skaya.
Yo.
As the listeners know, as they're familiar with, if they are avid Vibration Station listeners, which obviously they are, just messing. If you guys are familiar with, which I'm sure you are, the reason why we bring Skaya on the air is because he is, he's just a wonderful individual. Obviously, Remy is an amazing, wonderful individual as well, and that's why we bring him on. Skaya, why we have you come on and talk is because you have a way with words, you have a way of communicating with people that is, I want to say, just on a deeper level than the average individual has the ability to communicate. And that's why I feel blessed to have you in our presence. And I want to start off by asking you, brother.
Yes.
What is it that, what do you believe it is that makes the idea of the American dream? Let's take you're going to get a big two-story house. You're going to have three cars, two kids, two-car garage. It's going to be great. You're going to live with a nice grassy lawn and a white picket fence. You're going to have a dog named Skip. And you're going to...
Skip Jr.?
Skip Jr., yep. And your kid's going to grow up to be a lawyer at the age of 23. So, you know, that idea of the whole... What do you think is the implement? What do you think started this idea of success, right?
What if I told you that's already happened?
All right. Success. It's all in your head.
It is.
It's all in your heart.
It is.
Absolutely.
And it's all in the combination of that. And it's interesting how we grew up in a society where they tell you. They don't ask you.
Right.
They don't suggest. They tell you.
Yeah, straight up.
What success
totally
should look like, feel like, taste like, etc., etc., etc.
Yes.
And that gets pounded into our system
totally
throughout our whole educational lifetime.
Right.
Since kindergarten,
yeah,
maybe.
Absolutely.
If
yeah.
you had a good kindergarten teacher, she'd probably have a lot more fun with you and say, "Oh, you don't have to worry about have fun right now."
Okay? Yeah.
But, you know, as it gets older and older, like it's like when's that first serious teacher that comes? It's like, okay. All the other grades.
Third grade, Miss Spire, bro.
I was gonna say third grade.
Really, third grade, dude. Yes.
All your other classes, they weren't real.
Totally.
This is gonna get you ready for the real world.
Yeah.
And then you look at them like, why do you look so serious?
It's true.
I was just coloring inside the lines.
I'm a third grader.
I was having a good time. Now you're telling me about the world?
Yeah.
Well,
it's true.
It's interesting because what teachers, and I feel that, you know, a lot of people can relate to this, is we will teach what we've been taught.
Right.
So all we can really do. And of course, bring in our experiences that we personally experienced with that and fuse it into some sort of originality with it. But the basis of it is something we've been taught.
Right.
So it's like it's a generational thing, you know, with like family lineages and things like that.
Right.
Except it's not really tied other than with just the idea of it.
Exactly.
You know, there isn't really such an intimate bond with blood and, you know, relation and things of this nature. So it can float in many different ways.
Right.
And, of course, we all try to teach the best that we can for the other person's highest well-being.
Right, right.
But do we really know what we're doing?
But really, do we really know what we're saying?
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, we know what's best for ourselves.
Right.
You know, that's all we can do.
Right.
But it's a very, very careful line between, you know, what we feel is like, this is going to be the best for you.
Right.
And we're just saying, oh, I know this is the best for me, and I think hopefully it's going to be the best
Totally.
For
you.
So,
totally.
Yeah, within that sense of it, success is, you know, in my belief system, what success is if you're having joy.
Right.
And
yes,
that's the big point, right?
You know,
there.
It's,
yeah,
it's, the, it's the joy. You
totally.
Know? If there is no
happiness.
Joy,
right?
What's going on?
Totally. Absolutely, brother. I couldn't agree with you more.
I've had experiences where, you know, I've my parents said, okay, do you want to continue with your musical career, or do you want to be, you know, successful? Do you want to be abundant and blah blah blah, have a consistency and things of this nature? So, it's been, you know,
right,
not really that big of a personal decision for me, because I knew what brought me joy, I knew what satisfied
exactly.
my soul, and I knew
exactly.
what would continue that.
Exactly.
And so I had to explain that to them.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Thank you, brother. Now, I think about this, and I believe that we only allow ourselves to experience things that we may not say, but on a subconscious level, we believe serve us, right?
Absolutely.
Or else we wouldn't be experiencing them, we wouldn't be allowing them, because in some way, shape, or form, we are allowing it, and it is serving us,
yeah.
right?
Absolutely.
So I know that every morning when I wake up, absolutely, I know the things that bring me excitement, I know the things that bring me joy. But then in the back of my head, I also... you know, there's this little me that's like, you know, well, you know what brings you happiness and you know what brings you joy, but are you going to be successful, blah, 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 you know? And like, and I totally have like my own philosophies, my own beliefs about what's to come in the near future and things like that. So I've allowed myself to give up into creation and just say that, you know, everything's gravy, baby, pretty much. But like, I don't know, in thinking and in believing in a world where, you know, you have to wake up and you have to make money and you need to go to sleep so you can wake up and pay for the gas to get to your job. And right. Do you know what I'm saying? And there's this routine. It's a disease. It's a disease routine, dude. It's like, you know, but it's so totally normal and totally expected. Like Sky was saying, you're in third grade. And they're like, well, we're going to prepare you for middle school now. Okay, cool. So you get prepared for middle school. They teach you how to write cursive, you know? And then middle school, blah, blah, blah. You're like, well, now you're a big boy. You're getting in high school, right? And then you get in high, you're like, well, I'm a big boy now. I'm in ninth grade, you know? I'm in high school, you know? You go through high school, all of a sudden you're a senior. And then they're like, you know, the same people that have been telling you since you were in third grade, they're like, all right, go to college, you know? And then you're like, well, wait a minute. Wait. Let me take a step back. What am I doing? what am I doing right now? Now, listen, I want to throw this out here. The Dave's Vibration Station crew, it totally supports education. We are avid supporters of education and truly enlightening and yourself with knowledge, with fact, the things that serve you, and I mean fact, we'll talk, with things that serve you, you know, totally filling yourself with education and knowledge and tools and readings and scriptures and things that will help you absolutely do that. What I'm saying, though, is what is the whole basis for doing it? Let me tell you why. Go to college. I asked my parents, why? Why? So you can get a good job. So I can get a good job. So I'm gonna go to school for 4 years and then another 4 years so I can get a good job. So I can do something that I like kind of maybe like doing. oh cool. So I can like buy a house on a street yeah, with like right. everybody else and like I don't know. It's like, dude, where's what do you want to do? Do you know? That's what I'm saying. And Sky and I were actually talking about this the other day. Remy, I have a question for you, brother.
Yeah.
Now, listeners, people that are just that don't know Remy because this is actually his first time coming on the Vibration Station. To give you a quick description, Remy is a wonderful, just an awesome, like super kind-hearted individual. As you guys know, my co-host Josh. Josh and Remy, I've known them for quite some time. We grew up together, and they have wonderful things to say. That's why I bring them on the show. Remy and Josh have been friends since they were 3 years old,
yeah,
I believe. So they kind of have and share that similar vibration of just awesome, genuine, kind-hearted people. Seriously, just wholehearted, just awesome people.
Thanks, man.
It's absolutely true. Just so, you know, when we're talking about, you know, honestly, if I had somebody on the show that wasn't like a super awesome, super kind-hearted person, I wouldn't say it. You know, I'd be like, well, thank you so much. Like, let's raise your vibration. No, but so what I'm saying, though, is Remy's your awesome dude, right? But I'm sure that with being an amazing, kind, full-hearted individual, you still have things within yourself that you want to accomplish, things that
Absolutely.
You want to improve about yourself. We all do, right? That's about ascension. It's about enlightening yourself. It's all improvement, you know, getting better, getting to a higher vibration, you know, it's all. So, I guess what my question for you, Remy, is, and dude, obviously we are zero judgment, you know what I mean? Like, no, but like, what is your idea of success, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of going to go back on Sky's point a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Just because he said, you know, basically, which is what my idea of success is, which is happiness.
Right.
You know, once you achieve that happiness, and then back to your point, of going in that routine.
Word.
If you're in a routine, are you happy? I don't think so. So if you're on a routine to success, does that necessarily mean you're successful?
Right.
I don't think so.
Right.
In my opinion.
I've never thought of it like that.
Because, I mean, who wants to be stuck in a routine?
Right.
To be honest.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
At the same time, you know, you got to do the things you got to do, obviously, like, maybe you need to wake up every morning and do one specific thing, otherwise everything goes to hell.
Right, yeah.
And obviously do that thing.
Right.
But what I'm saying is don't look at all of your life as just a constant preparation for success.
Yes, perfect.
Like
Keep going.
Because, you know, you said you're preparing – first you prepare for middle school, then you prepare for high school, then you prepare for college, then you prepare for your job. And it's just constant preparation, you know? What if you find something that you like doing, you enjoy it, and, you know, I think that's successful right there.
That is.
If you find something that you like doing,
yeah,
and you do it every day,
yeah,
that's successful.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. And Remy, I want to touch on something that you said. It's like, you know, it's almost as if you're living for the future, you know, you're living for what's to come. Well, if I do this now, then this will come down. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But if you're living, it's one thing to set a goal.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Right?
It's a good thing to set goals.
Absolutely. Motivation, excitement. That's the fundamentals, dude.
Yeah,
motivating,
that's life.
Exciting, being happy. Exactly, dude. But that's a good one. When you don't recognize the moment for what it is, then what are you living, man? There is no success if there is no moment to be successful in.
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Because then you'll just live your whole life preparing.
Exactly.
And then at the end, you're like, what did I really just do?
Exactly.
And you hear a lot of people, you know, who go through that.
Yeah.
They've gone through that whole routine.
Right.
Say, oh, I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to have like a six-figure salary. Reality knocks on the door.
Yeah.
And they realize I'm working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Masters in psychology.
Yeah, especially with what's going on now. You know?
I'm looking at this fry and I'm analyzing his brain. You know, it's unfair. It really is unfair because it emotionally sets an individual to expect something when you can't really expect anything in life. Like, nature is nature, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything shifts constantly. Yeah.
Constantly changing.
And so how, you know, it's like, we can expect the weather to, you know, a rainstorm to hit at 5 o'clock, and it comes at, what, 3 in the morning? You know,
it doesn't come at all.
Or at all. But my point is, nothing is set and done.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? And the only thing that can really be set and done is something that you intend to do and you follow through with it.
Yeah.
And that's integrity.
Right.
You know? Mm.
Yes.
And so I guess if you start building your fundamental routine off of your integrity and what you say you're going to do and you do it and you don't do it halfway and you go all the way with it, then it's set and done.
Totally.
Then it's something that you say, I can commit to. And then you go on from there. And then lo and behold, you're building a foundation that you didn't even think you were preparing for.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so I personally felt that in my life. And, you know, if you try drawing a circle and not closing it.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
It's not going to feel good.
Yeah.
It's not. You're like, that's just weird.
Yeah, totally.
So it's a simple metaphor for, you know, finish what you started.
Right.
That way you can move on. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to spend any energy into something that you don't want to. That's something that you want to be done with.
Exactly.
You know, just moving on. Just take one step forward, no steps back.
Beautiful. It's just about, you know, both of you guys kind of said this, slightly hinted at it, is setting the goals,
right,
meeting them, and then setting new goals.
Yes, totally, totally. You know what I mean? And you know, something going off of that is, I mean, think of anything, right? It started somewhere. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, anything started somewhere, right? Even things that we can't even perceive right now, you know, like things that defy our laws of physics in the universe, dude, they started somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, and the only way that the highest of the highest gets to the highest of the highest, and when I say the highest of the highest, I'm not talking about, like, who lives at the top of, you know, like Wilshire and Sixth, you know, or like, yeah, you know, I'm saying like the highest of the highest, like who, I should say the happiest of the happiest, yeah, is what I should be, yeah, saying, right, dude? The way that they get there and they understand that is by, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm excited to do. I know that by doing this and in doing this, I will please myself,
yeah,
please others around me, right? So I'm going to follow this. I'm going to do this. This is my excitement. Bam, did it. Awesome.
And that's exactly what success
done
is.
Done. You know? That's what.
Making,
let's do it again.
Happy. Yeah.
Yeah, making yourself, right.
Constantly making yourself happy and then finding, right, new ways to make yourself feel happy again.
Totally.
You know?
Totally, dude. Totally, bro. Yeah, this is such a wonderful energy. Hey, guys, if you were just tuning in with us, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I am your host, David Crockett. We got the one and only Remy Barg. How you doing, my brother?
I'm absolutely wonderful, David.
Dude, the one and only Skya Indigo himself. We feel so blessed. Thank you, brother.
Thank
and
you.
If you guys want to call in, call in on the air, you can call in on the air, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. If you want to email me live on the air, you can do that as well. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you are just tuning in with us, we are talking about society's interpretation of success, how it is beneficial, how it is not so beneficial to the individual. And along with that, what really is success? Is success the person that has the, you know, $2.5 million house, but you know, comes home to, you know, a wife that is not very happy and kids that feel neglected and whatnot, you know what I mean? But hey, it's okay because he can just pay the nanny to, you know what I mean? Or are we looking at something like where, you know, there's a family and they don't have a lot of money, but every single night they come home and they get to eat dinner together and they pray and they give thanks for their food and they give thanks for all that they are blessed with. And they go to sleep happy. They wake up and, you know, everybody's great and happy to be with each other. So we're asking, it's rhetorical, but what really is success? What we're trying to do, folks, what the intention of this specific show is, and you can help us out, and yourselves, and your community, and Gaia. We can help everybody out by spreading the idea, spreading the intention behind changing and transferring what success is to the collective, right? Imagine a world, guys. Here we go. We're gonna take a second and think about an alternate parallel reality. So in this parallel planet Earth, there's like everybody when they're grown up. Okay, so as you guys know, earlier we were talking about how from preschool, kindergarten, first grade, it's just like you go to school, you go, you grow up, you make money, bam, 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 right, right. Okay, okay, cool. I get that. I've been living it. But in this alternate reality, instead of teachers encouraging us to go to school to make money, our teachers encourage us to go and literally do whatever makes us happy, whatever is positive that makes us excited, right? Imagine a world where it is the norm, right? Like you're born into a world and instead of like going to class to learn like numbers, you go to class on how to properly follow your highest excitement. You go to class on how to properly manifest the create the reality in the world that you want. Do you know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, what is success? What does success become, right? In a world that is not fueled by
currency,
but fueled by how excited is this person to you know, do what they're doing, or how happy is this person, then success all of a sudden becomes altered. But then imagine like a whole world. Not only does the idea of success obviously become completely transferred, but a whole world becomes transferred. All of a sudden, like, the idea, the goal for the entire collective is not to go and make money and go to work and blah, blah, blah. The goal is, like, who can get the most excited? Who can be the happiest? Who can follow their highest excitement in the purest way? You know what I mean? That's just what we're saying, dude. I'm just...
In this alternate reality...
Yeah, brother.
Instead of credit cards, do they charge your auric field?
They scan your vibration.
And the higher your vibration, the more you can, quote unquote, in this paradigm, purchase.
Yes.
Because you got to work
exactly.
on yourself in order to raise your vibration. So.
Sounds like a very complex parallel universe.
It's actually really simple.
It'd be simpler than this one, bro. I'll say that.
You walk up to a vending machine. You say, I'm happy. It says, well, with your level of excitement, you may purchase this. And if you go not so happy, well, they say, well, try a little harder.
Yeah.
Let me tickle you.
But maybe.
Yeah, they tickle.
Maybe that'll make you happier.
But maybe if you're at a vending machine and you're not so happy, it'll give you something to make you happy.
That's why I said
like
it's
a chocolate
tickle
bar.
Button.
Oh.
But the thing is, but the idea, and I feel that, and I thought that too. But then I recognize the idea is that, like you need to change in here before you can change out there. Right? Right? What were you going to say, Ramdog?
Well, I was just going to say, you know...
Ramdog. I love it, dude.
I was just going to say, you know, you brought up the point of money.
And right.
I feel
right.
like money is definitely a plus, okay? It's good. It's cool. Money is nice to have. I'm not saying that it's not nice to have.
Does
that define happiness? No. Because you can have all the money in the world, and if you don't have friends or family...
Right.
To go home to, or you know what I mean?
Right.
then you don't have anything. You just
right.
have money.
Totally.
You can buy some cars and some houses, but what is that really going to give you in the end?
Right.
It all just rusts away.
What?
It does.
It all just rusts exactly. away.
It does.
You know, nature takes its course in that. And, I mean, let's go back in the timeline a little bit when money didn't exist. What was the first thing that was important? Your family.
Mm.
You know, your community. You know, and the collective intention of what was going to happen for that day.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't think about, okay, how am I going to make this in order to do this? It was just like, okay, how are we going to take care of each other?
Yeah.
And how are we going to make sure that this continues?
But see, that almost medieval sense of what is good was what brought the quote-unquote American dream into existence of having a nice house, a huge house that you can put your family into. But see, it started out as for your family. The whole thing was, why do you want a nice house to put your family in? Why do you want a car to transport your family from one place to another? And now it's become to the point where people are not focused on those items for their family, but more for their personal esteem. Ego, like, oh yeah, I have a nice car, that must mean like I'm a cool guy.
or
that's
that's it.
Yeah,
or getting a car that's too fast for your own good.
Yeah
And die.
Hopefully not, but you know.
Usually that's what happens when you get into a car, it's too fast for your own good.
Especially
if you have an ego problem, you're definitely going to try to show it off.
You're going to, goodness.
Yeah. You know, and the universe teach lessons in many different ways and ways that we can only, learn individually. So, or through the experiences of others. You know, I mean, a good example is, you know, what happened, a couple days ago?
Oh, goodness.
This, like, tragedy that happened in Connecticut.
The shooting? Mm.
You know? It was terrible. Yeah. It was absolutely terrible. And it affected so many people that were not directly related to this. But on the bigger picture, we were all connected to this. We all lost a part of ourselves.
It's kids, man. I mean, they're so defense. Like, I was actually talking to David about this yesterday.
Yes.
They're so defenseless, you know what I mean? So it's perceived very differently when you hear violence against kids.
Right.
Because they can't.
Now, what did the world learn from this? What did we as individuals learn from this?
That people are capable of horrible things.
But more importantly, what are you grateful for at this moment in time?
Yeah.
That I'm alive.
Exactly.
And that my loved ones are alive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? And did it take that? Did it honestly have to take that experience for us to remember this? Maybe.
Right.
That's my point.
Right.
Maybe. Right. And that I believe that everything in the world that happens in the universe is for a bigger reason.
Yeah.
You know, and we can look at the little things like, oh, well, people were blaming the gun laws and all this other stuff, but then it doesn't matter what the gun laws were. People are people, and you know,
a
function of the being.
And the gun laws are so, you know, there's so many different views on gun laws, in my opinion.
Yeah.
From one point, if everybody had a gun, and then one person pointed a gun at another person, and that person would just point the gun right back. And then who would, you know what I mean?
But why would we even need to point a gun
at
anybody?
Yeah.
Because there's people that are completely insane, like the person who shot up those kids.
And so we got to go back to even before gun laws.
Yeah.
Right.
Why did we create guns?
Totally.
Let's go before that.
That's so,
you know, when that first came into play in war, it was like a hammer and a toothpick.
It was a hammer burst, dude.
And the first reason that we created weapons, why man created weapons, was to get food. You know?
Yeah.
Kill animals.
It was a tool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't a man-on-man. I mean, eventually they realized, oh, wow, if I can kill this buffalo, I can definitely take out Bob over here. But, you know, it's
right.
just, that's just...
I think something I'm just like, there's so much to process in this. It's I feel like it's all perception, you know. That's just what, obviously, you're like, duh.
It is, because one situation can be perceived so many different ways.
Right. It absolutely can. It absolutely can. I think to kind of come back to home is like the intention behind the intention behind success today is obviously greatly altered, I do believe millennia not even millennia. You know, back in the timeline, I'm not going to give you a date because you're going to look it up and be like, David's wrong. But, you know, before we ever did have currency, it was family, right? It was, there was obviously more important things to be thinking about, right? Like my well-being.
Am I going to make it through the next winter?
Right, exactly. Am I going to make it through the next winter? You know, like, and it's just, it's so fascinating to me how the human consciousness is so multifaceted. Like, you know, how we can go from being so, so in tune with, I guess, our bodies, our families, ourselves, Gaia, all of these things that really take the biggest toll, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, we can be transformed into such like straight robot mode, like got to go to school to make, you know, but it's, and I'm not saying that society is, well, no, I am kind of saying, but like, I just think that we're not robots. Really, like we have the chance, like we honestly, like there's so many beautiful, beautiful minds, beautiful individuals. Every single person out there is so beautiful, so amazing, has such infinite potential. I know I'm straying from six, but it's like we're just living blind. It's like open your eyes and ask yourself, what is really important to you? What is really important to you? So what if your neighbor, like, has the newest car or like a bigger hat? Like, are you happy? Do you know what I mean? Like, is your, like, I don't care. Yeah. Cool, my neighbor, awesome, good for him. I'm happy, right? That he's happy. You know what? That doesn't bring me excitement. You know what brings me excitement? Let's take a Tibetan singing bowl, pour some water in it, and wah, and then let's drink the water. Because that shit's fucking cool. Because you can feel that in your body more than you can feel any Mercedes-Benz in your driveway. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, that shit's fucking cool. You know what else is cool, dude? Like getting together and playing music with your friends. That's so cool. I'd rather do that than, like drive a Mercedes. Okay, like, I get it. Like, people are like, dude, I'd much rather drive a Mercedes than play music with your friends. I'm like, dude, what's going to make you feel better at the end of the day? Ask yourself, what's going to make you feel better? Strumming a chord on a guitar or, like, starting up your Mercedes?
Some people, it's the same thing. For some.
For some, it is.
You know? And
it
so
absolutely is.
We can only speculate on how things affect ourselves. Because we're not in other people's bodies.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe when they turn on that Mercedes Benz, it is like...
It's like...
It's all about that perspective.
Totally.
It's all about the perspective.
I want to kind of go back to what you were saying. I mean, there was a couple things I want to tap on.
Yeah, please.
Remember when your teacher said, David? And you're like, yeah.
Little
toddler.
David, yep.
Little David.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Instead of... This is what you need to do. What do you want to be when you grow up? And you said, well,
an astronaut.
I want to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
And a firefighter.
I did. Those were two. That's crazy. I asked you about a firefighter. That's my shit.
Statistically, most
firefighters.
I was like, that one was obvious.
And another guess would be cop.
I would like to really encourage that back.
Yes.
Into every day, you know, because so I feel that a lot of, you know, our close relations are still going off of the whole school programming and what the teacher told you, blah, 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 and what your parents are telling you. But kind of go back and be your own teacher and ask yourself, what do you want to be?
Yeah.
You know, you want to be a butterfly? Okay, go be a butterfly.
Go be a butterfly.
It's going to be hard, but...
No.
Well, it depends if you want to be a physical butterfly if you want to be a human butterfly.
There you go. There you go.
But you see my point is I feel that the level of imagination, it gets restricted
mm-hmm.
through, like you were talking about, a consistent routine that doesn't make you feel good and doesn't bring you joy.
Right.
And starts, I mean, think about it. When someone tells you to imagine something, you tell a kid that, bam, and they're just like going for
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Stop a child.
Yeah.
And then
love it.
And you talk to, you know, someone who just, you know, going through their thing, like, not so happy. It's like, imagine something.
Like an average 30-year-old, let's say.
Yeah, it's like, imagine
at
something.
At their 9-to-5. Yeah. You tell them, imagine something. They're like, dude, buzz off. I have to flip the bird.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
So,
yeah.
You know, it's getting back into that right brain.
Right.
You know, and getting back into that creative side. And, you know, that's why it's beautiful how you were suggesting, you know, it was the music and the connection with different vibrations and nature. Oh, my gosh, nature.
Nature.
You know, I mean, think before we built all this stuff, all this.
Yeah.
It was nature.
Right.
You know?
Back to basics. And
these houses are just man-made caves, if you think about it.
Yes,
totally.
They are.
Yeah.
They're,
you know,
just living environments that we've built for ourselves because we don't want to get rain on our head.
And not even
totally.
That is, but also within the process of building these man-made modern caves, we're causing destruction to this planet, which is our home, which is not just our home. It's a home for so many different nations that we can't even see.
Right.
And what are we doing? Just taking and taking and taking. And what are we giving back? What are we really giving back? Like, hello. So if we come back into our imagination and say, well, instead of doing this the way the blueprint says, let's use our brain
imagination
in a different way to think, okay, how can we do this in a harmonious way with nature and also serve the purposes that we want it to serve.
So you're saying, in your opinion, we should restructure all the man-made buildings in the world?
Well, this is already happening.
That are destructive?
Yes. There's eco-villages that are coming up that are being completely sustainable that, you know, we're going back into the nomadic ways of building earth domes and different things of this nature that are...
Bioengineering.
Exactly.
Yeah, word. Word, word,
yeah.
Word.
So we're coming back to it. But it's happening in a scale that, you know, it needs to happen now, of course, but... you know, if we all did even just the slightest bit of research on it,
right,
how that would shift our perception on next time we go to a department store, or,
well,
you know.
Totally.
See, and this goes back to the aspect of success and money. Because,
right.
In my opinion, because to do everything that you're saying to do, it sounds really cool. It sounds really great. But do you have the resources and the time and everything to do that when you could just put together four walls and a roof and it'll take up half everything, and you know what I mean?
I understand the convenience, the societal convenience.
People tend to overweigh convenience from thinking about what's going to happen in however many years to our planet.
Absolutely.
And why does that happen? It's because we'll sit on the couch and we'll watch TV and then we'll say, I'm going to pull out this catalog and I'm going to order Chinese food. Is gonna come to my door.
Yes.
And I had to take 5 steps.
Yeah.
And pay him tip.
Yeah.
You know, so this is how it's been constructed. They've conditioned the modern being to become comfortable with laziness.
It's absolutely the way society's brought us to it. You know what I mean?
At this point in time, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So do we want to follow that and continue that and cope, you know, just like go with that flow? Or do we really want to kind of get going again?
Right. Well, go on, please.
I was just going to say, at the same time, there's only so much... I mean, I completely agree with what you're saying, and it's absolutely the right thing to do, to think about the future and so on and so forth. But do we have that time? Do we want to sit there and do that? Or do we just want to order that Chinese food to come to our door?
Well, it'll be an interesting experience, trust me.
What?
It's
absolutely
the difference between going to the store and buying a salad or going into a friend's garden and picking it and putting your energy into it, putting, you know, your everything into it.
Right.
And then knowing that's going to go into you.
Totally.
Just that simple experience, which I know is possible. It doesn't matter what your, you know, income is at this point. You can do that simple thing and feel the difference. You know, and say, wait, that wasn't as hard as I thought.
Right.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of things that we don't try to do that are really not as hard as we think.
Yeah.
Right. One thing that I just wanted to touch on is the difference between convenience and logic. Obviously, like, here's the thing. I truly believe, you know, I try to look at everything around me as living. Do you know what I mean? Like I try to see, like, you know, for example, like, if I, like, hit a tree or something, like, I'll feel bad. Like, if I, like, hypothetically speaking, if I were to take an axe, like, I would never do this, but if I were to, like, take an axe and, like, axe a tree, like, immediately after, I'd put my, like, I'd be like, fuck, I feel really bad. I would, you know what I mean? And, like, dude, I've straight, and seriously, I know, like, to, like, a lot of people, it's like, what? Like, it's wacky. It sounds like straight I'm on, like, mad acid. But, like, I'm not. Seriously, dude, I've, like, seen trees and, like, I've, like, felt them, like, straight, like, and they have, like, straight faces and everything. Dude, they're totally, it's tree nation, bro. They're totally, totally there. So, but here's the thing. It's just, hence raising the vibration. What it is, it's just making a conscious choice to raise the vibration and understand that, you know, everything we do has absolutely an effect. And everything that we do, before it has an effect, before we even do it, we have an intention. We need to ask ourselves, what is this intention? Well, the intention is to, I have a lot of work to do, and the intention is to fill my stomach with food quickly. Right? Right? Totally.
I know, I've done it before.
Oh, dude, totally, bro. Yeah, of course, we've all done it.
Yeah.
Everybody, dude. It's like, who can honestly say they have never once had a cheeseburger in their life?
Yeah, right.
Do you know?
Maybe like,
that's like
no, not me. I've obviously had.
No, Sky's like, no, I'm totally kidding, dude. But so what I'm saying is raising the vibration and understanding that, well, yes, absolutely, I have work to do and I could feed myself quickly, but I'm going to raise the vibration I'm going to think about in doing so, in feeding myself quickly, like, what effect is that going to have? Right? Like, well,
it's going to make you feel like crap.
Yeah, you're not going to totally,
You have McDonald's. Let's say you're on a, you have a 9-to-5.
Whatever, yeah.
And you have a 30-minute lunch break.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have time to go cook a steak real quick, or
you're not gonna go pick vegetables out of your garden in your backyard real quick.
And I mean, it would be awesome.
I would.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It would be awesome if I had enough time to do so, and I'm totally for the whole, you know, living healthy and, you know, doing all that. And it just, when you're doing that work, If you're not back by a specific time, you're fired and your work is gone. And that might not be the best job ever. That might not be your vision of success.
Right.
But which leads back to our point. But that's what you're doing at that point because you need money.
I get it.
In this society.
Yes, I get it.
Right.
It just goes back to the point of eating quickly, you know? And you have to. Sometimes you have to. You got to do what you got to do.
There is a, I believe that there is, like, hey, you're from knock, blah, blah. You guys are like, no, the thing about it is that there's so many different aspects and there's so many possibilities. So it's in the eye. It is in the eye of the beholder. And there's just so many infinite ways of perceiving it and infinite ways of making it a more positive or a better thing, and there is many ways of making it a denser, more negative thing, and it's all, you know, I think there is no negative and positive. It is what you make it. It is what makes you feel good. If it is good to you, it is positive. Your good can be somebody else's bad, and your bad can be somebody else's good. There are things that are affected, that are constantly being affected. And I think, you know, in the end, success, guys, success. What is success? Well, success is how happy you are.
The joy within.
The joy within. That's just my last words. That's just what I have to say. Once again, sorry, brother.
I just said absolutely.
Oh.
I completely agree with that.
My man. Dude, I love you guys. Once again, this has been such a wonderful episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Once again, Brother Remy, I want to thank you so much, my man,
thank
for coming
David.
To the show.
Thank you for having me.
My dog, my dude. Brother Skaya, dude, always a pleasure, man.
Blessings.
You know that we are always generating unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to check out our episodes. We love you guys. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Always peace, always love. Bye. I made some stupid choices too, regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity, floating in a golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing, motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days. I'm conditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.